Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, how do you do on a Tuesday NFL trade deadline show? Boy, do we have some things to talk about. Good afternoon, everybody. Wow. Two monster trades just as we hit the air, huh? Just as we hit the air. And we thought the Jacksonville Jaguars picking up Jakobi Meyers from the Las Vegas Raiders was interesting. No. Hello. Sauce Gardner traded from the New York Jets to the Indianapolis Colts for two first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell, who never lived down, dropping the ball on his way to the end zone. Woo! Man alive. Wow. And then Rashid Shaheed to the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, we all thought he was going to be gone. It was just a matter of to who. Didn't necessarily think about Seattle. I got to be honest with you. Did not necessarily think about that. But the real big one is Ahmed Sauce Gardner. Holy mother of mercy. I mean, that's an incredible return if they can get A.D. Mitchell, who was what, a former top end of the second round pick, right? Not too long ago. And two first round picks. But here's what doesn't make any sense. Here's what doesn't make any sense to me that I can't figure out. How in the green hell do you trade Sauce Gardner 4 months after giving him a massive contract extension? How? How do you do it? How do you do it? They just gave Sauce Gardner a four-year, $120.4 million extension this summer. How do you do it? Now, the one thing I would say is they have a new head coach in Aaron Glenn who played the position of corner. And they have a new general manager. So they thought maybe, all right, we're doing the right thing. We're locking up our premium talent, what have you. He's a cornerstone piece to build on. That's what you do, right? That's what good organizations do. You identify, you pay, and you lock down. They took care of two guys over the offseason, the New York Jets did. Ahmed Gardner, Sauce Gardner, and Garrett Wilson. They signed Garrett Wilson to a $130 million deal and Sauce Gardner to a $120.4 million deal this summer. I think one was in July and one was in August. I can't remember which. Doesn't matter. They gave Sauce Gardner, it's listed as 40 1.5 fully guaranteed. Now, listen, I understand you're getting two first-round picks, one of which, presumably, is going to be lower, probably in the 20s, depending on how the Colts finish up this year. I got it. You're a rebuilding team. You need draft picks. Totally understand. It would make all the sense in the world if you hadn't committed a contract extension to Sauce Gardner. Right? So, I would have totally understood that. Totally understood that. But what doesn't make sense? What doesn't make sense to me, at least that I can figure out, is trading him after you give him this extension midway through the year. Granted, things are terrible. I got it. But my goodness. Like, I don't understand what I'm missing here, unless, and I'm looking at the contract, and the way it's written up on overthecap.com is a little bit different than I first heard it. So I'm going to have to do some digging here. But there are option bonuses built into the contract that may not be on the Jets' hands by trading him. Meaning they weren't your typical signing bonus type sweeteners to the deal. So I'm going to have to see if the Jets get stuck with like $35, $40 million worth of dead money, which we originally thought. And I'm going to have to look that up because that's not what overthecap.com is saying by trading him post June 1st. But I'm going to have to look it up because my original impression was, holy crap, they signed him to a $120.4 million deal with $40 million guaranteed. They're going to have to chew, you know, $35, $36 million worth of dead cap money to make this deal, to get two first-round picks. Now, that was before A.D. Mitchell got publicly added to the deal. And before, again, on one website, I got a chance to dig in to some of the cap figures because they're only listing trade post June 1st in terms of dead money. They're listing roughly $18 million over the remaining course of the contract, which is still significant, but it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Honestly. Like, when you sign a guy to a $120 million deal, the reason why they want all that guaranteed money is because, A, it's guaranteed, and B, because you can't cut a guy or you can't trade a guy after he makes a commitment to you because it's so cap prohibitive. Maybe the Jets got away with one here with this option bonus thing. I'm going to have to look into that. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a cap expert by any means, but I'm going to have to look into that. But either way, it's a monster, monster deal. To start the show on trade deadline day, who would have thought, who had Sauce Gardner getting traded to the Indianapolis Colts? Who had Sauce Gardner getting traded, period? I didn't. I don't think anybody else did. I didn't hear his name once. Now, maybe I missed it, but I'd like to think, I mean, I see a lot. I can't see everything, but I see a lot. And clearly the return is very good on paper. Two first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell. I mean, it's hard to argue with that. And even if it's, I don't know, $15 million in dead money, you have to look at the $15 million of dead money as being added into the trade. Sauce Gardner and, say, again, $15, $18, whatever, million dollars worth of dead money because that's the leftover, for two first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell. That's how you kind of have to look at the deal. And teams are willing, in today's day and age, think about what Howie Roseman once did to Carson Wentz. Think about who was the other deal that was crazy that a team whacked and the quarterback cost them like $38 million worth of dead money. Again, I'm going to have to look that up. But it was just insane. The Vikings last year, in avoidable cap charge, paid like $27 million under their cap without Kirk Cousins on their roster for Kirk Cousins. That's how the voidable years work. It's a little confusing, but that's how it works.
I also think about it like depending on who you get back in the draft, you're kind of like paying those. I know it's not technically you're paying those players in the draft, but if you get like two standout players in the draft, which, you know, you're banking on kind of this hypothetical formula, mm-hmm. you're basically just paying two good rookies, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if it works out the way ideally mm-hmm. the Jets want it to work out and think it could work out, they're going to ultimately save money by letting go of Sauce Gardner, right? Yeah. Because and you're getting technically A.D. Mitchell mm-hmm. and technically two other positions filled, cornerstone pieces of your roster, right?
Or trade up, possibly get your quarterback.
Or that. Or that.
Because you're going to get a top 10 pick.
Right. Correct.
With the background, yes. Back end of the round pick as well. That's
correct.
good fodder to move up in
now,
the draft if you need to.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're wrong? You know, if you're wrong
yeah.
on these picks,
yeah.
then you signed Sauce Gardner, made a commitment to him, and showed your fan base, your organization, the locker room, that we made a huge mistake, and no matter what commitment you give us, we're going to cut you off despite your face. So I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can look at it. And as normal, I'm not telling you I know everything. I'm not, right? Because this stuff is very, 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 very complicated. But, like, yeah, see, they're listing on SpotTrack a $45.8 million dead cap hit. That's why we thought that. Because Max looked it up, and it says it right there. Now, over the cap says something different. So that's what we're going to have to sort through and figure out. If it's $45 million or anywhere close to that, even if I'm getting two first-round picks, and even if I'm getting A.D. Mitchell, if I've got to lose Sauce Gardner and swallow $40, $45 million worth of dead money, man, that's a lot. That is a lot to get those two first-round picks. Even if it means, yes, you package the two first-round picks, because it's not two first-round picks, I don't believe, in this upcoming draft.
Yeah,
meaning you would have to package your first-round pick and the Colts and one of the two Colts first-round picks. Yeah. It's probably 2020. I haven't seen any details yet.
Adam Schefter just reported Jets received 2026 and 2027.
Okay, that's what I was
pick.
Under the assumption of.
Yeah.
So you would package your own pick, which is likely to be a top five pick,
yeah.
and one of those Colt picks, whether it be 26 or 27, presumably 26, move up. I mean, you might just do that to move up one or two spots,
yeah.
depending on how the board flips, you know, shakes out.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some good quarterback prospects, obviously. Fernando Mendoza from Indiana.
Yep.
Right?
Ty Simpson.
Todd Simpson, yep. No doubt.
Dante Moore.
Yep, absolutely. So, I mean, a lot has to be sorted through here. But again, there's different information being presented, which I think, for me, shapes how I view this trade. Either way, here's what I think I can say confidently. A, it's a shocker. B, the Jets fan base and the Jets locker room going to have a hard time looking at this deal and thinking that it's worth it, even though you get the two first-round picks, A.D. Mitchell, and you very well package, or you stay wherever you finish, and you get a top quarterback, which, remember, their owner said, hey, the defense is doing all right if we only had a quarterback that could complete a pass. So you knew it was on like Donkey Kong. But I got to be honest with you, I didn't expect this. Like, there was all sorts of mention about other guys on the Jets roster. Not Sauce Gardner. Did not hear him. So that's a shocker. And then Rashid Shaheed going to the Seattle Seahawks, who were just here on Sunday night. As if they need any more help. A speed over-the-top guy to add to Jackson Smith and Jigba and the kid who caught a couple of touchdowns early on, Troy Horton. Wow. Seattle's obviously going for it, as they should. As they should. They're trying to bolster their offense. Remember, they traded DK Metcalf in the offseason. Got, what, a second-round pick for him? And they released Tyler Lockett. They had spent a first-round pick on JSN just a couple years ago. He's a stud. They're rebuilding that room. That probably puts them over the top if Sam Darnold stays healthy of Los Angeles and maybe even certainly San Francisco, because San Francisco doesn't have the talent that Seattle has. I don't think they have the talent that the Rams have. And it's just a matter of how long can Kyle Shanahan keep this Band-Aid from busting in San Francisco with all their injuries. But talent-wise, it puts Seattle, I think, maybe slightly ahead. Maybe. Maybe not. Depends on how you kind of view things. Maybe the Rams still have the slight edge. But it puts them right on par there, man, in terms of talent. Now, how things will work out, that I don't know. That I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows that. But two monster trades to start the 1 o'clock hour or to finish up the 12 o'clock hour. The Browns are sending Joe Tryon-Shoyinka and a 7th-round pick to the Bears in exchange for a 6th-round pick. So a defensive end, edge help. The Bears lost Oyembedejo, I think that's how you say his last name, to a torn Achilles just a couple of days ago. And he's out for the season. The Seahawks, again, sending a 4th and a 5th-round pick in 2026, so this upcoming draft, to the Saints for Rashid Shaheed. And as we mentioned, Sauce Gardner, 2 first-round picks, and A.D. Mitchell. Wow. Big, big, big start to trade deadline day. Nothing so far out of the Commanders. Rumors abound, but nothing so far out of the Commanders. I was going to open up with Monday Night Football and then get into Dan Quinn's apology. Certainly, we will get into those shortly. But any reaction right now to these two, well, monster trades, even though they don't involve the Commanders, and even though they don't really affect the Commanders right now because they're out of it, just if you're a big NFL fan, if you're a fantasy fan, if you're a Seahawks fan, if you're a Colts fan, if you're a Jets fan, oh, my guy Bruce. I was with him last night. We didn't discuss the Jets. He must be just rolling right now. I'm sure I've got about 16 text messages waiting for him. Woo! The Jets trading Sauce Gardner. Wow, who saw that coming? On the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, I put the call out for help. If anybody can help me determine the salary cap impact of the Sauce Gardner trade, I'd love to know. I haven't seen it anywhere yet. None of the national reporters and insiders and whatever. So Tom Pelissero on his Twitter feed has a breakdown that I just saw that they just posted on TV on his Twitter. If you could get that for me, AMAC, Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, because he tagged it with a video of him. How is it possible for the Jets to trade Sauce Gardner barely 3 months after he signed a massive construction? I don't know what that means, but massive deal. The structure was the key, he said. Details from our breaking news. So he's giving some details. You got it? Okay. So let's listen to this because I think this is the crux of the trade. And I'm just being honest with you. I don't know everything. Okay? So I'm just telling you, I need help interpreting this. So let's see what Pelissero of NFL Network had to say.
So you may be asking, if you're familiar with the mechanics of the NFL salary cap, how is a trade like this possible? How can you sign Sauce Gardner to a monster contract extension in July and then just a few months later you end up trading him? Well, the way that Sauce Gardner's contract was structured, he got a signing bonus of around $13 million. That's not huge by NFL standards. That's what cap hits are from, is unamortized bonus proration. Because it was only about $13 million, that means there was only $10 million in cap hits in the future. A $20 million option bonus is due in 2026. The Colts now inherit that option bonus. So for the Jets, they actually save not just cash, but they save cap space going into the future as well, in addition to picking up the two first-round picks, in addition to getting wide receiver A.D. Mitchell. This has been certainly an aggressive approach for the Jets, as I get another text confirming the details of this trade. Yes, this has been a significant move by Darren Mooji to really reset this thing. Think about this big picture, too, for the New York Jets. What is the number one need for any football team, but especially for the Jets? It's to solidify the quarterback position. Well, now they have additional ammunition, not just in 2026, but in 2027 as well, which potentially could be a stronger quarterback class, Mike. They've got a lot of options, and they might not be done today.
All right, so that's Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. So that's pretty much what we were saying in the first segment, unless it was the option bonus that doesn't get counted when you make a trade, which is exactly what Pelissero just explained, that traditionally massive contract extensions are accompanied with huge signing bonus numbers.
Yeah.
The Jets
didn't do that.
Maybe very smartly said, we're going to give them the contract extension, but in case it doesn't work out, we're not going to screw ourselves. We're going to put it in terms of option bonuses. The agent and the player don't necessarily care who pays that option bonus.
Yeah. They're just worried about that salary.
They want that money.
Yeah.
As Pelissero notes, the Colts now pick that money up or that option up. Now, if Gardner was of the thought, hey, man, I'm committing to you. I don't want to leave New York. I want to be here. Which presumably when he got a contract extension in July, you think that that's what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
So that's the only caveat to that.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, but like that's just so much better. Like what? So he's basically saying that they only pay like the $10 million of actual contract bonus that they signed Sauce Gardner for. So they don't have to pay that contract that they just signed, and you get two first rounds and AD Mitchell back?
Right. So basically, they had to pay the base salary for, what, half this year, right?
Yeah.
But the base salary, according to OverTheCap.com, is only listed as $1.25 million, nothing, right? And the signing bonus, which was 8.126. So basically, they had to pay that, okay? That's what it's listed under, 8.26126 for this year, 2025. It's next year where this option bonus thing kicks in. Meaning, if I'm understanding, the Jets this year only had to pay the 8.1 in signing bonus and the 1.25, which gets about halved. So they only had to pay like roughly $9 million this year for Sauce Gardner. Okay? He carried a cap number of 9.376, but in terms of actual responsibility, my understanding is they only had to pay like roughly $9 million. The rest of the contract, unlike most traditional structures, transfers now to the Colts. Outside of, I should point out, there is $2.75 million in signing bonus prorations over the next 4 years. I believe that will go back to the Jets. So I believe they will have to pay another $10 million or so, roughly. But the option bonuses, which are part of the contract, $4 million next year, $6 million in 2027, $6 million in 2028, $6 million in 2029, $6 million in 2030, and $2 million in 2031, Pelissero is saying that those figures, 4, 6, 16, 22, 28, now he said 20, it counts as 30 on this chart, those would transfer all to the Colts. This is still very complicated. Bear with us, but that's how apparently they got this deal done, is the Jets are going to take on some dead money. There's no doubt about that, but they're not going to take on $45 million worth of dead money. So that's that. All right. Obviously, this is a complicated deal, so we're trying to figure it out in real time because, well, it just happened. But you heard Pelissero's explanation. I kind of laid out the law, or not the not the law, but the lay of the land for you. Certainly it helps the Indianapolis Colts. Remember, Charvarius Ward is banged up. They signed him in free agency because they were thin at corner, and now they have one of the best. I'm going to give you a number on Sauce Gardner when we return that will illustrate that, will help illustrate that. And no, this isn't WFAN in New York, but this I hope you guys understand this is a monster, monster trade. A monster trade. And no, it's not even in the NFC East or the NFC, but it is a monster trade. You do not see trades of this epic proportion all the time. And it's just so intriguing that I can't sit here and ignore it and act like it doesn't matter. Because I think it's really interesting to see how this affects other deals, how this affects other trades. And just moving forward, could you imagine if the Commanders had done what the Jets are doing? What people's reaction would be right now if they were lucky enough to have a player like Sauce Gardner and they signed him to a $120 million deal and you thought he was going to be there for a couple of years at least? Whew, my goodness. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. A quick trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Yeah, so indeed, that's the big trade so far amongst several others. Sauce Gardner to Indianapolis for 2 first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell as we kind of work our way through some of the other details of the trade. Jacoby Myers, as we mentioned, is heading from Las Vegas to Jacksonville with Travis Hunter on IR and possibly lost for the rest of the year. Rashid Shaheed heading from New Orleans to Seattle, who just came in to Landover and waxed the Commanders on Sunday night as if they need to get any better. And the Cowboys, all that big trade that Jerry Jones was promising last night. Oh, Logan Wilson from the equally horrible defensively Cincinnati Bengals coming across for a 7th-round pick. That is it so far amongst the NFL trades. So far, nothing on the Commanders. We will keep you posted. Deadline coming up at 4 o'clock Eastern time. Meanwhile, the Caps are off today. They'll be back on the ice for the first of 2 back-to-back tomorrow night. They'll be in Pittsburgh on Thursday, St. Louis home tomorrow. The Wizards losing a 5th in a row at Madison Square Garden last night in the NBA. And that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, we'll move on from the Jets-Colts trade in just a sec, but I got a couple of little bits of information. One from SpotTrack, which they just tweeted me because I tweeted them. So I'll get you that information in a sec. But this from Next Gen Stats. Sauce Gardner has faced opponent number one wide receivers on 45.5% of his coverage matchups this year. The NFL's highest rate. When targeted, he's forced tight window throws, which is less than 1 yard of separation from the receiver, at a 52% rate, also leading the league, minimum 20 targets. Meaning, 52% of the time that he's in coverage against a number one wide receiver, less than 1 yard of separation. So he's always right in the mix, right? Not getting blowtorched. And he's on the number one guy. I don't know exactly how they determine that. I mean, some teams equally distributed. Some teams it's obvious. I mean, on the Commanders, it would be Terry McLaurin if Terry McLaurin could ever play. On the Rams, it would be Puka Nacua. You get the point. I don't know how they do it with the Bengals, but I presume it's not T. Higgins. But I can't say that for sure. But the point being is, Sauce Gardner is really, really, really good. And that's what the Colts are getting. Now, it costs them 2 first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell. By the way, Pat Surtain, Quinyon Mitchell, Max Melton, and Adoree Jackson of the Eagles. So the Eagles have 2 of the 5 top 5 guys on tight window percentage forced throws. All right, so that's that. Now, the other thing is SpotTrack. Okay, so we played the Pelissero sound. SpotTrack tweeted me and said the Jets paid out $14.4 million worth of cash to Sauce Gardner this year. Okay, which I think we said it was like $9.3 million. I don't know how exactly they get all these numbers, but I'm just reading you what it says. So they get the 2 first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell. The Jets take on dead cap hits, it says, of $8.75 million this year and $11 million next year. So we were, again, initially we read $45 million on over the cap.
Yeah.
Then SpotTrack had something completely different, but they are saying, again, this is just what SpotTrack is saying, 8.75 this year and 11 million next year, which, you know, roughly turns out to be almost $20 million worth of dead cap hit. So it's not 45 million, but it is still somewhat significant, but 20 million is different than 45 million. 100%. Period.
So would that be the last year, you know?
Of the dead cap charge? I believe so, yeah. Because it's always like after June 1st, it's the current year and then the next year, meaning if you cut a veteran, say, like after June 1st or with a post-June 1st designation, you can break it up, the cap hit, the dead cap hit, over that current year and the next year. That's it. So that's all the league allows. So it should be just that. And they're saying cap savings, $625K this year, $1.25 million next year, $23.7 million in 2027. So again, there are some complications here, but that's what SpotTrack is saying, and clearly they know more than me. But that's kind of like what we were amateurishly trying to figure out.
Is that different than what Tom was saying, though? Because Tom was basically saying that they only have to pay the bonus, right? In the audio we played.
I'm going to have to hear it again.
You want to play it again?
Yeah, if you can.
Yeah.
Because now you got me thinking that you're right. They SpotTrack and Pelissero might be saying something completely different. All right, let's
see. You may be asking, if you're familiar with the mechanics of the NFL salary cap, how is a trade like this possible? How can you sign Sauce Gardner to a monster contract extension in July, and then just a few months later, you end up trading him? Well, the way that Sauce Gardner's contract was structured, he got a signing bonus of around $13 million. That's not huge by NFL standards. That's what cap hits are from, is unamortized bonus proration. Because it was only about $13 million, that means there was only $10 million in cap hits in the future. A $20 million option bonus is due in 2026. The Colts now inherit that option bonus. So for the Jets, yeah, they actually save not just cash, but they save cap space going into the future as well.
We can cut it there, Matt, because your point is exactly right. Pelissero is saying that the Jets only have about $10 million worth of dead cap. Whereas SpotTrack is saying in a tweet back to us, after I put it out there on Twitter and I tagged them hoping to get an answer, they said cap hit $8.75 million this year and $11 million next year. So somebody's numbers are wrong, whether it be Pelissero's numbers, who works for NFL Network, or SpotTrack's numbers. But SpotTrack specializes in this. I would hope that they're more right than wrong, and maybe more than Pelissero.
Yeah, I think a lot of this does have to do with, like, because these things can be negotiated, like, during trades, too.
That's another part of this.
Yeah, so maybe Tom is moving off of information that he's heard from somebody.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point. So, you know, ultimately, we'll have to see how we sort it out. Now, listen, maybe a lot of people don't care about this, but I'm always fascinated by how dead cap charges and trades, cuts, whatever, affect how teams operate. Like, I saw, I think the Jets, as a team, I believe, I'm going to double check this. I believe the Jets this year, before this trade, had, I believe it was $75 million worth of dead money. Yeah, I can't find that number where I saw it. Yeah, $78.1 million in dead money, the Jets, according to overthecap.com. Now, that's $21 million Aaron Rodgers, so on and so forth, right? I understand a lot of people get lost in the minutia of the NFL salary cap, and it's very confusing. I'll grant you that, and people are just going to have to be patient, because like this does shape how teams operate. Think about this, right? The Jets hired the new GM, Darren Moogy, okay, this offseason, and a new head coach, and are dealing with $78 million worth of dead cap space. $78 million. I mean, think about that. And yet, overthecap.com still has them having $12.3 million worth of free cap space. I don't know. I mean, you know, teams operate in weird and different ways, man. Like the Commanders, just for a quick example, the Commanders have $272.6 million in cap liabilities in 2025. 116.3 on offense, 128.5 on defense, 7.1 attributed to special teams. And they are reportedly $25.8 million clear of the salary cap, which they can roll over. But again, some of these numbers are funny numbers. Some of them aren't. Some people out there believe you can do whatever you want to manipulate the cap. That is not true. You can do whatever you want to manipulate the cap to get under the salary cap when you need to. The Cowboys and Saints do it every year. They're in salary cap hell because of it. Because they're constantly remortgaging. Think about it like this, right? When you put something on your credit card, you can have it now, but eventually you got to pay for it. And you got to pay with interest, right? So, again, there's a give and a take. You can have it now. You can get under the cap now. But what do you have to pay later on to make up for the now? And that's the problem with teams like the Cowboys and the Saints, traditionally. And that's what I'm trying to get at here. All right, 301-230-0980. I see you all lined up. We're going to get to you on the phones next. I promise. Just had to sort some things out. We were just handed this trade right before we came on the air. So, you know, again, major deal in the NFL, a kind of earth-shattering type trade. And you always have to think teams creatively are going to do different things to get themselves out of hell or to rebuild or to sacrifice or to go for the gusto. Teams do it differently. And this is a perfect case of, you know, one team looking to add, one team looking to subtract, but it's a weird one, man. It's a weird one on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, let's get a call in or two here before the top of the hour because I've talked long enough trying to sort through this out. It's still a massive, massive trade. I mean, if you look at Twitter, everybody is going gaga, crazy. You just don't expect it, right? You expect a lot of things. You don't expect Sauce Gardner, arguably the top corner in the game, to be traded on trade deadline day. Let's get to Rod in D.C. First up out of the chute here. Good afternoon, Rod. Thanks for hanging in there. How are you?
My was going on, Chris.
What's shaking, Rod?
Look, no disrespect to you guys and the New Yorkers, but look, I don't care.
You New no Yorkers.
Gardner Johnson. I don't care about no New York Jets, New York Giants, New York Knicks. I don't care. It's D.C. And I'm trying to figure out what's going
Rod,
on with my team.
Rod. Before you go any further, I'm going to give you a chance to say whatever you want to say. You understand that this is not just a D.C. sports talk show, right? We talk about other things, too.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, this is an enormous story. An enormous story. For us to ignore it and act like it doesn't pay it doesn't pay no mind is crazy. It has nothing to do with New York.
You want to know what was enormous? That butt whipping we took on Sunday night.
Yeah.
So I see Jermaine Johnson with the Jets. We need him.
That's going to help.
My roster here, we don't make any moves here. Our guys aren't good enough here. Now, Sauce Gardner, good luck to him. I think the Colts is a good fit there. The Jets are having a fire sale. I think for the Commanders, I'm going to go back to this. Either we need to sell and start planning for next year, but we can't stay the same right now. If we got about 2 more hours, we cannot. And we leave this trade deadline without making any moves. It shows the incompetency and the follow, instead of word from Lanell, it is organizational malpractice to sit there and keep this roster the same. And I'm looking at our scout. I said right here, went down our scouting department. And from the top level of our scouting department that works directly with Adam Peters, they're new 2 years ago. But if you look through the bottom, it's the same scouting department that Ron Rivera had. No wonder why we don't have time. These are the same dudes that scouted time from Ron Rivera. Maybe we need to get rid of them.
Well, I mean, that's not exactly true. They did let go of a bunch of people. They kept Tim Gribble, their director of college scouting. I know that. And they added Lance Newmark as an assistant general manager, and then there were other changes as well. So that's not exactly true. There are some that stayed. There are some. I guess we lost.
Yeah, he just hung up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have the exact list. I would have to kind of match. But I know Tim Gribble, who runs I just ran into him the other night. You know, I mean, he's been here for a number of years. He worked under, you know, worked with and under Kyle Smith. When Kyle left, he got promoted. And Adam Peters chose to retain him. I think Tim's good. You know, that doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. Doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. All right, 158, Team 980. More of your calls. I promise I'll shut up and say less. We are going to get into the Commanders, for God's sakes. I thought I could actually do a sports talk show without being accused by Doc or anybody else of having a New York bias. Forgive me for talking about the trade of the century.
Man, listen, Chris, you're a fan of one of the greatest sports cities ever. Come on, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, back it up.
New That's York cool. City, man. It's better than Dallas. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.